name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When James and John asked our Lord Jesus Christ to be given a place of honor, sitting on his right and left when he establishes his kingdom in glory, our Lord immediately exposed their misguided desires to be exalted in a worldly sense. We can see in this encounter evidence of the very same mistake that most Jews had made in their expectation of a victorious and grand kingdom of this world to be established by the Messiah. So in response, our Lord immediately reframes the request. So to speak, he says to them, "So you desire to be given a place of honor when I am revealed in all of my glory, given to me by my Father in heaven." He says, first of all, that this is an honor that I am not able to give. But beyond that, if you want to share with me the exaltation that comes from my Father in heaven, you must become like me. And this, my friends, is at the heart of God's redemptive work in us, that we experience in a more intense way if we take these all-revered days of the Great Fast seriously. Of Great Lent, we find ourselves approaching Holy Week here. It's never too late to repent. It's never too late to turn back to God. It's never too late to turn away from our sins, away from a way of life that is centered in the cares and concerns of this world. Instead, but to give ourselves to the pursuit of that eternal kingdom that will never end. This redemptive work that God is accomplishing in us, if we allow it, calls us to be first and foremost servants of the triune God. That we humble ourselves before the living God, not seeking our own exaltation in this life, but instead offering ourselves as living sacrifices to the one true God. This place of honor, which James and John sought, is to be found and experienced in the humility of a life permeated with repentance, with humility, with service, with perseverance, and above all, with love. May that be granted to us by our great and merciful God in the days to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.